It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When a group of Afghan civilians, including children and women, were shot after an attack on a Marine convoy last March, it caused an uproar there. Now the U.S. military is looking into those deaths near the eastern city of Jalalabad. NPR's Tom Bowman has more details about that investigation.
There's one fact everyone agrees on. The Marine unit was attacked by a suicide car bomber. But there's a dispute about what happened next. The Marines say they were attacked by insurgents using AK-47s. They returned fire, killing a number of people. But two separate investigations, the first by the Afghan Independent Human Rights Commission, the second by the American military, concluded there was no attack by insurgents using assault weapons. Both investigations said Marines fired at cars and people for miles as they headed back to their base. No American military official would discuss the ongoing criminal investigation, but James Culp, a lawyer for one of the Marines, says they were attacked by insurgents.
There were several insurgents, Taliban members, Afghan males, that were firing in the direction of the vehicles.
Culp won't reveal his client's name, other than to say he's a Marine sergeant in his late 20s who also served a tour in Iraq. He was part of an elite Marine unit, two dozen Marines in all, who rode in that convoy. Culp says his client was careful only to shoot those who were a threat.
My client did not intentionally shoot a woman or a child, nor did he level his weapon and intentionally engage, though he knew that there were women and children. It didn't happen.
A dozen naval criminal investigators are now gathering evidence along the route the Marines took after the attack. NPR has learned the investigators are focusing on six of those Marines. Not only are the facts of the case in dispute, but the investigation is creating tensions within the military.
So I stand before you today deeply, deeply ashamed and terribly sorry that Americans have killed and wounded innocent Afghan people.
That's Army Colonel John Nicholson. He's repeating the statement he made to the families of the Afghans killed at the hands of the Marines.
The death and wounding of innocent Afghans at the hand of Americans is a stain on our honor and on the memory of the many Americans who have died defending Afghanistan and the Afghan people. This was a terrible, terrible mistake.
Those words were too much for the top Marine officer, General James Conway. He says Nicholson should not have said a mistake was made or apologized.
I think he was premature to apologize. In that, there is an investigation ongoing to determine what happened.
The first American military investigation found no brass shell casings near the scene of the suicide attack. That raised doubts about whether the Marines were attacked by small arms fire. But law professor Gary Solis says evidence could have disappeared because military investigators showed up 2 days after the attack.
People are going to pick up brass. Blood pools are going to be gone. You'll be unable to tell what is a fresh bullet hit and what is not on a building.
Solis is also a former Marine officer and now studies war crimes. He says the lack of brass casings does not mean there was no ambush. The criminal investigation is focusing on whether Marines overreacted and fired for up to 10 miles after the attack. The defense says it's uncertain how far along that road Marines fired. Law professor Solis says it's a key question and a hard one to answer.
You can't fire indiscriminately, but it's very difficult to describe in a sworn statement, I started firing here and I stopped firing there.
The Jalalabad attack is one of several recent incidents in which American or NATO troops are accused of killing innocent Afghan civilians. And defense lawyer James Culp says his client is being targeted for political reasons.
I believe these young Marines were thrown under the bus. The Americans quickly had to respond to that in a way that would appease the Afghans.
Fighting an insurgency within a civilian population is one of the military's toughest challenges. General Frank Kearney is in charge of all special operations forces in Afghanistan and ordered the criminal investigation. He says fighting an insurgency all comes down to a balancing act
between protecting the special operator who works for me against what the mission is and what the impact was.
Kearney says he's working closely with the Afghan government to make sure that innocent civilians are not caught in the crossfire. Meanwhile, the criminal investigation is expected to wrap up sometime this summer. Then senior officers will decide whether some of the Marines in that convoy should be charged. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.